Okay, this is Hilchos Eidos, Parak Yud Gimel, dealing with further disqualifications for testifying, and now we're going to focus on relatives. Halachah, Krovim Psulim LeEidos Min HaTorah, relatives cannot testify Midoraisa, Shenemar LoYumsu Avos Alanim. So it's pretty clear. Yesh Mo Lamdu, we learn around Torah Shabbatah, Shebechal Lavzeh, underneath this category, Shalom Yumsu Avos Al Pi Banim, Lo Banim Al Pi Avos, that basically, fathers can't die based on the testimony of their sons and vice versa. This applies to all the relatives as well. However, midoraisa, only paternal relatives are disqualified to testify. And that has to do with father with sons and vice versa. Also, paternal brothers with each other, and sons with each other. And of course, this includes uncles against their brother's sons. But maternal relatives, or derech, or miderech ishus, or ones who are related through marriage, kulam psulim midibrayim, those are all disqualified midirabanim. Halacha beis. Hagerim, ina b'din akrovim, so converts not concerned with relatives. Afilush ne acham t'omim shenizgarim idin zelza, even two brothers who are twins, who convert, can testify on each other's behalf. Shagerish shenizgarim katan shenol hu chashu. Because a convert is considered like a newborn child. Halacha gimel. Ha'achim zeim zeh. When it comes to brothers, whether they're maternal or paternal, so they are considered as one, so to speak, area or degree removed. Their sons are considered 2 degrees removed. Their grandsons are considered 3 degrees removed. So as a result of this, a person who is 3 degrees removed can testify on behalf of one who is 1 degree removed. And of course, one who is 3 degrees removed may testify on behalf of someone who's 2 degrees removed. But two removed. Of course, 2 on 1. Shame, someone, both in such a case are unable to testify. All right. So a father and his son are considered as 1 degree removed. Therefore, the ha'av in beno apostle. Therefore, a father is disqualified from testifying with his grandson. Then ben beno shehu revi menu kasher meishu shlishi rishon. However, when it comes to his great-grandson, which is generation number 4, he can do it because he is the first degree, and the great-grandson, which is 3 degrees removed, such a case would be good. This applies to what it called female relatives as well. Ketza was an example. Let's say you have 2 sisters or a brother and a sister, whether they're maternal or paternal, those are considered 1 degree removed. Their sons are considered to be whether they're male or female, 2 degrees removed. Their grandkids, whether they're grandsons or granddaughters, are considered 3 degrees removed. Just like you count degrees by descendants of males, first, second, and third degree removed, so too we say that by females as well. Okay. The person's disqualified to testify on behalf of a woman. He's also disqualified on testifying on behalf of her husband. Shabalk ishto, because the husband's like the wife. The kol bal sh'ata pasalo, and any person who's disqualified for testing on behalf of a man, kachata pasal ishto, you can't testify on behalf of the woman, she'isha kabaila, because she is considered like her husband. So basically, a married couple is considered like a unit. Halachazayin, kol shtei nashim, shein zu im zu sheni v'sheni. So 2 women who are removed by second degrees, baleim me'idin zel zeh, the husbands may testify on behalf of each other. Avima ya rishon v'rishon, but if they're 1 degree removed, kagon shalacha k'zeh isha v'zevita, for instance, a man married a woman, and then someone else married her daughter, then in such a case, they can't testify on each other's behalf. So too, the husbands and 2 sisters are disqualified regarding testifying to each other, and are considered 1 degree removed. So too, a person shouldn't testify on behalf of the son of his wife's sister, nor on behalf of the husband or the daughter of his wife's sister. But however, what can he do? He can testify, leven bal achos ishto. He can testify on behalf of the son of the husband of his wife's sister, Jeshu Mishacheres, who's born that person another from another wife. Whenever a witness is disqualified from testifying on behalf of someone else because he's married to the, what do you call it, witness's relative, the witness can testify on behalf of the other relatives of that person, for instance, his son and his brother. So to a woman, a witness is disqualified from testifying on behalf of a woman because she's married to a relative of the witness, he can testify still for the other relatives. The father of a bride and the father of a groom can testify on behalf of each other. All Right, so a person's paternal brother may testify on behalf of the person's maternal brother. Because basically, really have no connection. Rachel marries Yosef, the older man of Reuben. She gives birth to Reuben. Yosef ben Ishacharis. Yosef has a son from a different wife. Who Menashe is Eve Menashe. Who makes Yosef? Now Yosef dies. The Nisa is Shimon, right? And then she marries what it called Shimon, the older man of Yehuda, and then she gives birth to Yehuda. So Rachel marries Shimon and gives birth to Yehuda. In such a case, the Nashi and Yehuda can testify on each other's behalf. So a man and his wife are considered removed by one degree. Therefore, a husband cannot testify on behalf of his wife's son, or for the wife of his wife's son, or the wife's daughter, nor the husband of his wife's daughter, nor to her the wife's father, nor her mother, nor to the husband of the wife's mother, nor the wife of his wife's father. So when a person has engaged on a woman, even though the marriage hasn't been completed, she's considered married insofar as testimony is concerned. When this is applied, so this applies to the actual arusa itself, where you can't testify on her behalf. About imei the krove arusa, so let's say he's testifying on behalf of the relatives after engagement, for instance, let's say that her sister's husband or her son or daughter. Ain Poston, Osa Achis Anna, those we don't disqualify him until he actually marries her. Right? So the fact that the Torah, apostled or disqualified relatives from testifying, not because we're concerned they love each other. Because we'll say that for a relative, it's not necessarily true that one will necessarily testify on behalf in their favor or against their favor. Meaning, just because they love each other doesn't mean they necessarily testify on behalf of each other. Rather, this is something what the Torah says. If you got Vahova, Sonek, Kashal Eidos, that's why people who love each other or hate each other can testify, even though it can't be a judge. So Gazar Torah, Allah Korban, because the Torah only decrees about relatives. That ends Parak Yud Gimel. We'll continue with Parak Yud Dalet next time.